On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. On the other side of the glass, Rob Center, a fabulous producer. We always appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, we'll start out with Michael Bob. He is the Middle Creek Area Community Center, and we're going to call him the new executive director. Good morning, Michael. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having the Middle Creek Area Community Center on your show. We really appreciate that.
Well, we do appreciate you. Have an open mic here anytime to talk about updates and programmings and new things that are coming up and fundraising and auctions and kids' fairs, and which we're going to get into those. Brandy Ongst is on the line, too. She's the MAC, Middle Creek Area Community Center Program Director. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
I appreciate you checking in, and I know you are busy and have been busy in the past 365 days keeping things going there. So we're going to delve into that a little bit and talk about what's happening there now in person at the MAC. And Tracy Bob is on the line. Of course, we've been talking to Tracy for years about things that have been at the MAC, so we're glad she's back on the line. And now she's relegated to the important job of auction committee chairperson. So that's takes a lot of fundraising to keep the MAC going. So Tracy, thank you for calling in as well this morning.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
I do appreciate you. I was always, it was a real opener to watch all the different donors and so on contribute during Raise the Region. So we'll give you at least a little credit making sure that folks knew about Raise the Region. I believe it, but what was it, about $70,000 or so raised during Raise the Region for the MAC?
Yes, that's the target that we hit. And, we really appreciate all the donors who contribute to our program.
Mike, give us an overview of the MAC. Folks might not, it's not always top of the mind to everybody, really, what an extensive facility it is.
Well, we opened in 2002, so this is our 19th year of operation, and we're really glad to be serving the community. Our motto is strengthening our community. So we have three main missions that we carry out. One is programs, which covers physical fitness and community outreach, entertainment, and fundraising. And Brandy will talk a little bit about each of those. And we have a child care program, which provides infant through pre-K child care. And we also run a summer camp program for kids who have finished kindergarten all the way through sixth grade. And we're looking to have 25 to 30 kids in that program, and this summer they'll get a field trip each week and get to the pool each week for 10 weeks this summer. And we also have a food distribution program which we run each Tuesday, and we're in the partnership with Central PA Food Bank in doing that, and Brandy will talk a little bit more about that. So those are the main areas that we cover in serving our community, and we're glad to be here in our 19th year and look forward to being here for many years in the future.
Well, Mike, tell us about the mission, this idea that you have a rural area and then such an oasis of so many positive things that are happening in the community. Tell us about what went into and goes into making sure that it is truly a community center.
Well, we have a very dynamic staff. With Randy, our program director, and Jen, our office manager, and a great front office desk staff, and Lindsay, our child care program director, and a great child care staff. Also, there are many, many volunteers that come into the MAC that make the programs and functions that we have there to work. And we try to work with all the community organizations out there to get out what we're doing and to get them involved in what we're doing. And I think you'll hear a few examples coming up of where we get other organizations involved in what we're doing. So it truly is a wide-reaching community involvement center.
Right, it's a real life changer for so many kids to make sure that, and for parents and families to make sure that kind of facility is there, and even for some families that say, well, it's their rainy day go to, even that's critically important to make sure that opportunity is there. But a lot of families, of course, are there every day, so that's great news too. Brandy, you don't have to name everything, but you probably could name the dozens of things that happen at the MAC on a daily basis.
Well, we have our daily exercise programs, silver sneakers, yoga, we have boot camp. We have a ton of different exercise programs. We've got multiple fundraisers that happen all the time. Like, we have our Fun in the Sun Bingo coming up on April 30th. Tickets are already available at the MAC. We do, once a month, we do a teen fun night for ages 13 and 19. We do kids fun night for ages 4 to 12. We host many, many things for the community and try to get outreach for everybody and get everybody in there.
What kind of facilities are out there? I always think of the basketball courts, but I was looking at your website, macrec.org, yesterday, and I'd almost forgotten that there's a climbing wall there. So give us a walk, a radio tour of the facilities.
When you come in our front door, you're standing in our lobby. You will meet everybody, our awesome front desk staff. We have two basketball courts, which we can turn into two volleyball courts or two soccer courts. We do have the climbing wall. We have our downstairs exercise room. We have an upstairs heavy weights room. We have a racquetball court that we have. We have shuffleboard. We have a pool table in the lobby. We've got ping pong. There's so much stuff. And even if you don't see it, doesn't mean we don't have it. Just ask, and it's probably in a box somewhere.
Well, I know you have yoga, or you have in the past. You may still have that, and Zumba. We often hear about that, and one of our good listeners here says they're taking Taekwondo classes there in the past, may still be doing that. So really a wide range of things. I think you're giving an indication of that. And tell us about how you coped with the pandemic with some of these various programs, and what's new for 2021.
Well, our food bank held out through the pandemic. We actually served 600 boxes each week. We did 600 families a week during the pandemic for food banks. A lot of our programming had to kind of get put on hold. Now we're just getting back into that now that the vaccine's out. Our Silver Sneakers program, which is 55 plus, that is taken off. I mean, the turnout for that is amazing again. All of our class sizes are doubling what they were. Our child care center, that had remained open through the whole pandemic for essential workers. We worked through it and helped people out and did what we could.
Right, made sure the place was safe and kept the distancing going, but kept kids going and really did as many things as you physically could. Anything new for 2021? Some folks have adapted outdoor activities, and others have just made sure that the indoor activities are as safe as possible. Anything new for this year?
We're doing, well, last year, at the end of the year, we tried a cornhole tournament. We have our second one is coming up here April 24th. That's new for the MAC to have an actual cornhole tournament where it's a one-day event. We're still looking into a lot of different things and adding things here and there. So, following our Facebook page is where you're going to get the quickest information on all the new things we're trying.
All right. Well, yeah, that's sound advice. Middle Creek Area Community Center. And then the website has some information, too, macrec.org. And, Tracy, you are in charge of helping the auction take place, and you certainly would help other fundraising as well. Give us a picture of the financial revenue portion of the MAC's operation.
So the auction is our exciting biggest fundraiser that we do there at the MAC, and it raised last 2 years ago over $25,000 to help facilitate all the community programs and events that we do there at the MAC. This year, we're celebrating the 19th anniversary, as Mike said, and it begins Friday evening, May 14th, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and it starts out with our Chinese auction, which is about 300 Chinese auction items, all brand new, and our silent auction items of about 130 will be available at that time that evening. Our doors then open again on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, and we have a free kids' fair. It is from 8 to 2 p.m. We have multiple military units coming, fire companies coming, community service organizations coming. Everything is free to the kids, even down to the hot dogs and the drinks. It's a big family event. Kids will be planting pots and for flowers, et cetera, all different things that will be free for them.
All right, well. Hopefully it's successful this year. How does the MAC get all of its funding?
So the MAC has multiple sources of funding. I want to first start out with our donors. We have hundreds of donors through various mechanisms, some just straight cash donations. We have a golf tournament. This auction has a lot of sponsors who help give us money for that to run the auction. I want to talk about the Snyder County Coalition for Kids. They're a co-sponsor of the Kids Fair, so they've given us a donation to help run that. And then our programs that Brandy was describing, some of those are our first fee, and so we earn a little bit of money that way. And then this year in March, we just went over the 500 mark in terms of membership. So we've been working hard to increase our membership, so that's another source of revenue for us. And finally, our child care program. We have about 50 children in our child care program, infant through pre-K and the after school and before school program. And then, of course, our summer camp program as well. So those are the main areas where we get sources of funding.
All right. Well, we'll stick with you, Mike. We'll ask you to make a pitch for folks to support the auction, bring their kids to the Kids Fair. We'll have at least Tracy and maybe some more of you back on as we get much closer to the Child Fair, the Kids Fair. But, Mike, wrap us up with an additional comment, please.
Yeah, well, I think the Kids Fair is a good example of our community outreach. We really try to reach out and bring as many people into the MAC as we can, and the Kids Fair is a great example of that. And then the auction is the other area where we again, it's a fundraiser for us. It's a very fun night. We have free hors d'oeuvres, and it's just a Courtney or the Hassinger who's doing our auctioneering, so it's a professional auctioneer, and it's a very, very fun night to be there. So it's just a way of bringing people in and enjoying the MAC. And our doors are opening at 5:30 for the auction, and then we'll start the auction at 7 o'clock. So it's a busy group. Brandy keeps the programs going, and again, program director for child care director Lindsay, she keeps our child care program going, and again, involves and provides important service to our community in that respect. So we're very glad to get all the kids in the community involved.
All right, well, super. Yeah, you have to thank Courtney Auctioneering. Their name pops up at a wide range of fundraising endeavors around here. Well, thank you all so much for all you're doing. Thanks for keeping the MAC going. And we appreciate you all checking in this morning, and you have an open mic anytime.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
And that is Michael Bob is the MAC executive director right at the moment, enjoying the job, I think, for which he was destined, and I hope he stays there well. And Brandy Angst is the MAC program director, and Tracy Bob, the MAC auction committee chairperson. Of course, we've spoken to her about the MAC in years past. MACREC.org is their website.